So, would you call him the off horse and lead horse?
Yeah, off horse and lead horse.
And on a wagon, what do you call the things you drive with?
Check blinds.
And what do you call on a buggy? Do you call them anything different?
Just call them lines, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just drive one horse, you just call them lines.
Yeah, and if you got two, you call them?
Check blinds, yeah.
And do you ever use the expression, it's just a little ways down the road, or a little way down the road, or
yeah,
what?
Just
a piece down the road?
Little piece down the road, here.
Would you use little piece or little way most often?
Well, most people would say it's just a little piece down the road here.
And then would you, just the opposite, it's a long, would you say, well, if it's a long way down the road, how would you say
just
that?
Say, well, it's a long ways down there.
Mm-hmm. And then if somebody shows you a flower that you know is very common, it just grows all around you, and they think they've found something, and you say, well, there's, you can find that, and what I'm trying to, whether you say anywhere or anywheres, or what, you can find that.
You can find that over here somewheres, and over there in the woods or somewhere, you know, it's like that.
Yeah.
But it's just a wild flower.
You wouldn't say any place. You'd find that any place.
No.
You wouldn't use that. And then the trenches cut by the plow in the field when you plow.
You call them furrows.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the space between the two furrows in a, say, a field of corn or something?
Well, you call that the middles.
What's that other word we got for that?
I don't know.
There was some other word. Do you ever call it anything else?
Oh, yeah.
The bunk or something.
I can't remember what it was, but somebody called it something different today. I had never heard of it before. Then what do you... would you use the expression, a crop of wheat? What would you say? We raised a big
crop of wheat this time.
And then what do you say you do when you get off all the stumps and underbrush and everything, if you're on
clearing ground?
Mm-hmm. And when you cut hay, clover and grass and so on, sometimes after you cut it, then it grows back up again. What do you call it? And then you cut it again. What do you call that second time?
Second crop.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever call it a second cutting?
Well, sometimes we call it a second cutting, but most time we call it a second crop.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the things a binder kicks out when you're in the field, the little...
Bundles of wheat, yeah.
What do you call
bundles?
And then when you put stack wheat up, thing. What do you call that stack?
It's a shock. They call it a shock. Just small.
How many bundles do you usually have?
I figure they put 20 or 25 bundles in a shock, something like that. They shock them up and then they lay, I believe it's two or four across the top. To cover it.
Well, what about other grain that you grow around here? Anything? What else do you grow besides wheat?
Well, we grow oats and things like that.
Mm-hmm. What do you, what's that, what do you call that process that you have to go through after you cut the wheat before you get it ready to use?
Well, you have to thresh it.
Mm-hmm. And then if somebody comes by looking for a friend of yours who had just passed in his car, and you know that they're working on the road about a half mile down the way,